Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on these airways for introducing this show. Hey, it's truly great and wonderful to have you as a grandson and a best friend. Hey, people, it's been one whirlwind of a week for me. Been out and about and share some of the activities that I participated in the past week. And hopefully you're moving forward with your home-based business, and I just need you to do me a favor. A lot of people have been coming and listening to the show, as I'll be checking the archive reports or whatever. Please leave a comment on the homepage of our show here, blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101. There's a comment section on the webpage. Please leave a comment and just share with, you know, everybody else what you get out of listening to the show. And, you know, it helps us with feedback. It helps us with topics and content. So please make sure you, when you finish listening today, that you take time to do that. We really appreciate you. We appreciate the over 44,000 plus people who have come and stopped by here at Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio to listen to one of the many shows that we have done here since being on the air since November 7th of, I'm trying to remember what year it was now. Let's see, November 7th of 2007. Yes. So we've been on the airways now quite some time, and we really appreciate all of the support that we've gotten from people and all of the people that we've been able to touch in some kind of way and help. Well, as I said, it's been a whirlwind week. And let me recap some of the things. As I did last Sunday, I talked about the Super Saturday, which I had a chance to speak at and share with people tax tips for home-based business. I'm going to share a few more of those this morning as everyone's, you know, either already filed a return or still getting their documents together for their return. And remember, as a home-based business owner, you want to know who your tax preparer is that your business use of home deductions and your Schedule C profit and loss from business, your business expense loss or your business expense gain, especially for those who are still working a job and leveraging your business against your job. You want to get all of your tax deductions, all of your tax breaks, so that you can increase the amount of monies that you will receive in a turn or decrease the amount of monies that you would owe if it so happens to come out that you end up on your taxes. I mean, you all of your deductions, you're paying them. And if you want to see what some of those deductions are, you can go to our tax website at www.thetaxhelper.com. I'll repeat that one more time. And you'll see tax tips for home-based business, which is the area that we specialize in. And you see all of the different deductions that you can take. You also, there's a contact form that you can fill out there if you need some assistance or help with your taxes. And we'd be more than happy. Me and Mr. Tom Muhammad would be more than happy to be able to assist you with your income tax return. Again, the website is www.thetaxhelper.com. Make sure you go there, check out that webpage, get the information that you need. And why is this important? Well, so far over the tax season, I've been able to see on the high returns is getting $26,000 back on their taxes. Yes, $26,000. Some people don't even make that in a year. And these people, a couple, getting $26,000 back on their income tax. It's like the income tax became almost like a second job for them in terms of the amount of money that they're getting back from leveraging their two home-based businesses. They have two home-based businesses that they were able to leverage against their job and that increased their tax return tremendously. On average, we've seen people get back between $3,000 to $5,000, you know, leveraging home-based business against their job. So whatever your situation is, I mean, and if you're average, what would an extra $3,000 to $5,000 you right now, this time of the year, as you know, some of you probably said New Year's resolutions and goals that you haven't hit or obtained yet, but you get that tax return done right, hey, you know, or if you had a monetary goal, that tax return done right might give you the money that you need. Okay, we're back on the air. Had some technical difficulties here with the phone, and the call dropped, and so thus show went off temporarily, but I'm back. And as I was saying, you know, so far I've seen people get tax returns as high as $26,000, and most people are averaging between $3,000 to $5,000 on their tax return. You're leveraging their home-based business against their job. And so whatever your situation is, you want to make sure that someone helps you properly with that. And again, I'm going to give out the website that you can go to get assistance, help, and information. That is www.theTaxHelper.weebly.com. Please go to that website and get the necessary information that you need. And if you need help, please contact us. Excuse me, and we'll do the best, take to the best of our ability to be able to help you move forward in the area of home-based business tax write-offs. And this is very, very important as you move your business forward, because as you move your business forward, I mean, you need to make sure that you're constantly increasing your cash flow so that the things that you want to do and the things that you want to accomplish, like I said, right now, a lot of people are getting ready for spring break. Some people are planning their summer vacation or their fall vacation. And the tax time is a great time to use monies from this time of the year to do those things. And it just enables you to be able to get a little bit more enjoyment out of life, whatever your level of enjoyment is. And so we'd like to see people be able to be happy and be able to enjoy the things that they want. As I said, you know, it's been a whirlwind of a week for me. I've spent time helping people this past week with getting their taxes in order, also doing a workshop for people, and it was interesting, you know, the questions that came forward and the things that people wanted to learn about as far as different areas of deductions that they didn't know that existed. One such deduction is if you have a dog, the dog is more than a pet, but a backup home security system, because someone comes past your house, the dog is going to bark unless the dog is, you know, a mutant dog. The dog is going to bark, do something to let you alert you that there's someone around by your house. So your vet bill and all of the monies you spend taking to feed that dog becomes a tax deduction because you're taking care of your backup home security system. It's a very, very important deduction that a lot of people miss out on and don't realize that they can do that. And that means, you know, that could be a big help for you in terms of your taxes. So make sure you, you know, you check these things out and get, you know, and if you have a tax question, when you go to the website, you can fill in the comment thing and let us know what your question is, and we will do our best to get back to you in a timely manner and be able to answer your question to help you with your tax situation. One other things you can do, if you're on Facebook, you can go to Lower Your Taxes. There's a Facebook page kept by Mr. Sandy Bakken of the Tax Reduction Institute, who helps people with understanding about tax write-offs. And he has a book called Lower Your Taxes Big Time. And another person that's real good in this area of home-based business taxes is Mr. Ron Mueller. And you can check both of them out. You can Google Ron Mueller. And, you know, he talks about, again, making sure you get back all that you need to get back, and also what are some of the best home-based business tax shelters. And it's very interesting that both of these gentlemen own a YTB travel site which is, you know, a tremendous tax shelter to be used for the purpose of also booking your travel and saving on your travel, and at the same time being able to get the most tax deductions as a home-based business owner being in the travel industry. And it's no accident that these two gentlemen who are very wise in taxes chose the best home-based business tax shelter that exists out there today as far as a home-based business opportunity, which is YTP. And Friday and Saturday, I attended a YTB boot camp, which was a boot camp done by Mr. Christopher Coakley to help prepare those in YTB who want to really max out in this profession. I call it a millionaire training boot camp, and, you know, with some very, very good things that he shared with us about how to build your business, and he basically centered around leadership. And the most important thing in terms of leadership is integrity and character. You want to make sure that you're honest with people and that you have good character, and that you need to understand the number one thing that you're doing in business is the number one product in business is people, not your particular product, but people. And so you have to have good people skills. People skills are very, very important. If you're the kind of person that do not like people, do not want to be around people, then you need to really reconsider whether or not you want to be in business, because business is about having great people skills and spending time with people and dealing with people. That's what business is about. And so he went over a lot of good points with us about how to develop those people skills and how to do your own, and also your personal development skills in terms of the quality that you put into your business and put into developing yourself so that you can have the good people skills and at the same time be able to move your business forward. And, yes, you know, we toot our horn here at YTB because we do have a tremendous product. We're involved in the largest industry in the world. That's travel, $8.1 trillion industry, big, big industry. Hey, the owner of Expedia, Barry Diller, he bought Expedia for $5.5 billion. He bought that back from Bill Gates, and he got his money back in 2 years. And I think if Bill had knew, you know, where travel was headed or where it was going at the time, he probably wouldn't have sold Expedia to him. He probably would have kept it. But he probably sold it because at the time when Bill was fighting off all them lawsuits with people coming after him in terms of Microsoft, he probably needed the money to deal with those lawsuits. And so again, but I don't know for exact, but I'm just speculating. But Mr. Dillard, he got all of his money back in 2 years. That's how big travel is. Also, Expedia, they have created a new franchise opportunity in the travel industry called Expedia Cruise Centers. You can pay $180,000 to get yourself an Expedia Cruise Center franchise, which is a great franchise. It just costs $180,000. Or you have another opportunity in the travel industry called Cruise Planners with American Express, not $180,000, but $10,000, and you can get yourself a cruise planning center with American Express and be able to participate in the travel industry. And the reason I give you these figures before I tell you what it costs to do YTB is because I want you to see that the marketplace is huge in the world of travel. These companies, they would not be selling their opportunity for the price that they sell it, and people are paying for it. But at YTB, because of the heart of our founders, J. Lloyd Tomer, the late Kim Sorensen, and Scott Tomer, for $249, you can participate in the 8.1 travel industry. That's right, $249. You're making it available for everyday people. It could be a song I used to like called I'm Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. Well, Coach and Scott and Kim, they created this business for everyday people, so everyday people could have a chance to go after obtaining wealth. Coach has what he calls his 2020 vision to march 10,000 millionaires across us in the year 2020. And so we're not too far off from that and working on that. And when it happens, some people are going to say, wow, they were lucky. No, it was planned. It was planned. It was planned. We're in the largest industry in the world, and it can happen. It can happen for you. But in order for it to happen for you, you have to participate. You have to be in the game. As Kim Sorensen used to say, get in the game. If you're interested in getting in the game, go to www.60secondmba.com/MU group. And you can go there, and it's a video marketing system. You can look at the videos and explain to you our business opportunity. And after you look at the last video, you click the Get Started button, and it take you where you can go get started and get in the game. Yes, you can get in the game for $249 with us, or you can get in the game with for $180,000 with Expedia, or $10,000 with American Express. The choice is yours how you decide to enter the game. Hopefully, you know, I believe math is a pretty good science. I call it the exact science. You know, if you can get in the game for $249 versus $180,000, to me that should be a no-brainer. But for some people, I don't know, you know, they scratch their head, they ponder, they wonder, you know. And with YTB, you can do more than just plan cruises. We take care of travel and shopping. That's travel and shopping. People get paid to shop and get paid to travel. So, you know, take a serious look at this opportunity as we're about to close out the first quarter of the new year, because we have a tremendous program. We have an executive package program where you can get free health insurance. You heard me right. Yes, free health insurance. Insurance, you know, for your health. And free life insurance and a car that is paid for you that you get to keep. Not that you get the lease and you pay the lease and the company lets you lease the car in their name. No. Car is bought, paid for, and it's yours. It's your car. That's how our car program works. So, I mean, YTB offers some tremendous, tremendous executive packages. Also, as part of our executive package, they have guaranteed income. That's right. Guaranteed income, anywhere from $500 to $12,000 a month. And we offer a $1 million bonus. I know some people say it sounds too good to be true. Well, it is true. We've paid out six of those $1 million bonuses in the history of our company. The company's been around since 2001. It's weathered the storm. Yes, people have thrown rocks at the company, have thrown bricks at the company. Just like I talked about Bill Gates fighting off lawsuits. Well, we had our share. We fought them off. We won, and we're still standing. Same as Microsoft. And so, you know, same as Walmart and McDonald's and other places that had to fight off lawsuits or people, you know, coming after them. And people, they don't sue you because you've done something wrong. They sue you because you're big enough that they figure they might can get some money out of it. Like, again, if you was going to slip and fall and sue somebody, which one would you do it at, Walmart or the corner store? You do it at Walmart because the odds are if you have a chance or might have an inkling of a case or might be able to find some kind of way to win that case, you can get paid more by suing Walmart than you can suing the corner store. So that's why, you know, our company, like a lot of other companies, people came after, not because we've done anything wrong or, you know, we're any kind of mischievous company. A founder of our company has a saying, if it ain't right, don't do it. If it ain't so, don't say it. He lives by that. I mean, he's a man with tremendous, tremendous integrity. As I've already said, they created this company for everyday people. Where else can you go for $249 and be involved in the largest industry in the world, travel, $8.1 trillion? That's right, the largest industry. It's $180,000 over at Expedia. $10,000 over at American Express. You do the math. You do the math. And so it's important to understand and recognize opportunity when you see one. And when you see one, you need to embrace it and deal with it. So I said I spent Friday and Saturday in a millionaire's boot camp learning the things that it's going to take to be able to become a millionaire and be successful in the business opportunity, in the business venture that me and my wife chose to participate in. And so we hope that you check out what we have to offer. We also make sure that you do leave a comment on the comment section of our radio show here at Blog Talk Radio, so we know what you have gotten out of listening to our shows or listening to this particular show. And remember, make sure, as we are about to wrap here, make sure that you get your tax situation straight. And if you need help in that area, please make sure you go to our website, www.thetaxhelper.weebly.com, W-E-E-B-L-Y.com. That's thetaxhelper.weebly.com. Please go to that webpage, fill out the contact information, and we'd be more than happy to help you. We've helped people from coast to coast, from the East Coast to the West Coast. I've had people that we've helped that I've never personally met, only even met them through the power of the Internet, virtual, and being able to assist them with their taxes. They've gotten their monies, they've gotten their returns, and they've been able to pay for the services. And we've found ways for them to get the information to us and get the information, their precious information, back to them without them being violated. And again, see, the beauty of this is that you got to understand, this is the power of the Internet. The power of the Internet to be able to do business virtual. I mean, there's so many ways to do business, but, I mean, this virtual stuff, I'm really beginning to like it more and more, learning more and more about, you know, how to be able to do this. And it's important, and again, as I share this, it's important that you understand as you're listening, you know, you cannot continue to try to do industrial age stuff, big money. We're in the information age. The industrial age has ended. And if you're still trying to do industrial age things, you're going to have a hard time hitting your head against a brick wall, because most of the industrial age type jobs and opportunities in America have been outsourced and shipped overseas. We're in the information age right now. You get paid for information. That's why with the information that we share about taxes, home-based business, and the travel, we get paid on that, and we just want to be able to share the blessings with other people and show you how you can be able to do the same. You've got to find you an information age product or opportunity if you seriously want to move ahead and move forward. And if you've listened to the last couple of shows, we've shared with you the 15 Years Left piece by Mark Yarnell, what he did in 2007, and we're in 2014 now. That was 7 years ago. It means we got about 8 years left for the middle class totally vanishes from North America. And as Mr. Christopher Coakley shared with us over the weekend, he said the politicians already know. They just playing hot potato with it. He said the Democrats, they don't want to tell everybody it's over, so they pass it to the Republicans. The Republicans don't want to tell everybody it's over, so they pass it back to the Democrats. You know, a little game we played as a child, hot potato, you put a little bag around and kick. Whoever has the last, you know, they ended up with the hot potato. But anyway, that's what's going on in our country right now. We're the last country with a standing middle class, and it's over. It's come to an end, and it's just a matter of time before they start to really announce it. Even though it's already been announced, because those that are involved in the financial world, they know it, and some people are sharing it. But most people don't really realize what the impact of that really means and are not prepared for it. So as Mr. Coakley said, you know, we either fight our way to wealth or you slip into, you know, tremendous poverty. Reminds me of a song by one of my favorite groups called Slipping in the Darkness. You know, so many of us are slipping and slipping and slipping and sliding into what have become, you know, tremendous levels of poverty because we won't fight our way for wealth. The choice is yours. This is not my opinion. It's your choice, what you decide to do. People say knowledge is power. No, only if you act upon it. You can know all of this and do nothing, and hey, nothing's going to happen for you, except as voices say, slipping into darkness. Just take that word darkness off and add the word poverty. Slipping into poverty. Hey, when they took my friends away, was slipping into darkness. Go back and listen to that song and just take the word darkness out and substitute the word poverty, and you maybe get what I'm feeling or, you know, what's going on through my mind. Music has a very powerful way of sharing thoughts and feelings. And when I think about, I thought about that song yesterday while I was sitting in the workshop when Mr. Copley talked about people slipping into poverty, and I thought about his song Slipping Into Darkness. And so, you know, what are you going to do so that you don't slip into poverty? You know, America is moving fast and fast to the two-class society, the super rich, the wealthy, and the super poor, and the poor, where there will be no escape from poverty. Once you slip in, there's going to be no way to get out. You're going to be stuck. And it's important for those of us with offspring that we share with them the way to get to wealth is you're going to have a business. Not only a business, but a business that can prosper in the information age. See, in the information age, Mr. Copley shared with us that there was a 16-year-old recently that came up with an app. You know, when they know what an app is, that's one of them things they come up with. I don't even know how they work. He said he don't know how they work neither. He said, but young people with creative minds and creative ideas came up with an app that ended up making him a millionaire. So, you know, we need to make sure that we encourage that kind of development with our young folk, because telling them, well, look, I just want you to go to school so you can get a good education, so you can get a good job, that's been played out. And some of us are still telling them that, and we're setting them up for failure, setting them up for false hope, because that formula does not work. It does not work. So it's important. It's important, very, very important, that we make sure we get the proper information to prepare ourselves for how to compete and participate in this information age world. We live in a global world now, and with a global world, basically through the power of the Internet, you can earn money 24/7 all over the world through the power of the Internet. So keep that in mind as you move forward to this week, to know what your goals are going to be and how you're going to move forward with your goals, the things that you want to accomplish, and make sure you get those taxes done right. And again, if you want to know more about our travel business opportunity, make sure you go to www.60.62nd. SECONDMBA.com/MU Group. All right. Hey, sorry about those technical difficulties we had at the first part of the show, but hopefully you caught the rest as we dial back in. And make sure you leave a comment on the comments section. Until next time, hey, this has been Baba Jahi, and on behalf of my grandson Isaiah, we thank you for stopping by. Please leave a comment on the comments section of the radio page. God bless you and have a wonderful day.